AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The holidays have been far from happy for many people in the Buffalo, New York area. A severe winter storm along the Great Lakes has been deadly. Mark Polenkars is Erie County Commissioner.
I have the very sad news to report that in addition to the 13 confirmed deaths yesterday, the Erie County Department of Health Medical Examiner's Office has confirmed an additional 12 deaths, bringing the total for the blizzard to 25 deaths countywide.
At least two other deaths have been reported in western New York. Huge snowdrifts are still nearly covering cars. Power is out in some places. Ashton Cook at the National Weather Service says conditions are better than yesterday.
Things are still pretty cold. We're currently in the teens across the mid-Atlantic, and there's actually a few areas of snow along the Ohio Valley, southwestward into Kentucky, Tennessee, and a little bit of northern Mississippi and a little bit of eastern Arkansas.
Extreme weather stretched from the Great Lakes near Canada to the Rio Grande along the border with Mexico. The Russian military reports it shot down a Ukrainian drone approaching an air base deep inside Russia, the second time the facility has been targeted this month, raising questions about the effectiveness of Russia's air defenses if drones can fly that far into the country. South Korea's military fired warning shots, scrambled fighter jets, and flew surveillance assets across a heavily fortified border with North Korea after North Korean drones violated its airspace for the first time in 5 years in a fresh escalation of tensions. Police say a man killed his wife and then himself at a Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in suburban Denver. A fire was reported at the hall before another caller called police that a man had shot a woman and then himself. The stock market is closed today, the day after Christmas. This is AP News. Foreign aid groups are suspending operations in Afghanistan following a decision by the Taliban to ban women from working at international and local non-government organizations. The Taliban alleges women in groups like CARE, Save the Children, and Neil Turner's Norwegian Refugee Council weren't wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Turner says women in Afghanistan are in desperate need of assistance. Women like Amina. She says, how can we survive? My husband is sick. He can't work. I need to pay the bills, house, rent, buy medicine. Turner says the timing of this ban is very bad.
When the economy of Afghanistan is collapsing and we need women as part of the workforce to enable the economy to recover.
Women have also been banned from universities in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.